From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkison. The Gaines Oldham Black Culture Center hosted a prayer service on Tuesday in response to the recent racist episode that took place on campus earlier in the week. On Sunday, a white student called a group of black students a racial slur at Traditions Plaza. The group of students were all rehearsing for a play that is part of the Legion of Black Collegians Homecoming Week tradition at MU. On Tuesday, students gathered for a session of individual and group prayer in response to the incident at Traditions Plaza. MU's Black Men's Initiative member Dwight Flowers was part of the prayer that took place.
It shows that everybody's really loving, if you get what I'm saying. It shows that everybody really cares about stuff and not everybody just brushes it off. Everybody actually thinks about this kind of stuff and wants to do something about it.
The chancellor responded soon after the initial event that took place on Sunday, saying that change needs to happen on campus. The proposed Riverfront NFL stadium in St. Louis has a naming rights deal worth $158 million. National Car Rental has reached a 20-year agreement with the St. Louis Regional Sports Authority for what will become the National Car Rental Field. The St. Louis-based company will pay $6.5 million in the first year, with a 2% annual inflation escalator every year after that. The deal also hinges on St. Louis actually having a team when the facility opens. That's no certainty, as Rams owner Stan Kroenke is seeking to move the team to Los Angeles. Hundreds of supporters from across the state could be seen gathered on the Capitol lawn in Jefferson City clutching paper hands on Tuesday afternoon. The hands serve as a symbol of solidarity for Disability History and Awareness Month and the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The event, Hands Around the Capitol, featured speakers who lobbied for disability equality in the legislature, as well as individuals who are currently living with a disability themselves. Former State Senator Chuck Graham spoke about his personal journey and the importance in getting involved in government to bring about more needed change.
When I was in there, I was the first wheelchair user to be in the legislature. But if we're 20% of the population, there should be more than zero of us in there have 197 members.
Following the speeches, the crowd united and held hands around the Capitol in support of those with both physical and mental disabilities. A conservation group is raising money to pay for an unplowed stretch of native prairie on the outskirts of Kansas City. The Snowball Hill Prairie was placed in conservation protection after it was acquired in June through the efforts of the Missouri Prairie Foundation and the Platte County Land Trust. The foundation is now trying to pay off a $273,000 loan that was used to purchase the 74-acre tract of land that includes the native prairie land. The foundation owns more than 3,000 acres of prairie in 19 tracts across the state. It says that many plant species restricted to the original prairie have already been identified on the newly acquired property near the Cass County community of Harrisonville. I'm Tyler Adkison, KBIA News, Columbia.